What different kinds of boats did, I mean, not power boats, but did different kinds of boats?
Well, you'd have a rowboat, or...
What's that
look like? A rowboat is sort of fat, sort of wide, and it has a point at one end and a flat, straight across piece at the other end, which has a name that I don't remember. Something like a backboard, but that's not right. And it has an open bottom. It is not an enclosed hull. It has seats across it that are just planks of wood that you sit on, and it has oar locks on the side that you stick the oars through and row. And that's used for fishing and just sort of messing around in creeks and rivers and things. There are canoes, but that's a more modern usage. Mm-hmm. People have brought canoes from other parts of the country, and they like to canoe and also to rubber raft down the bayous and down the Trinity River.
That's pointed at both ends?
That's pointed at both ends. A rowboat, you might get three or four people in, but no more. Mm-hmm. And probably a couple of those would be kids.
What's the boat that's flat across at both ends?
Well, that's a pirogue, but that's from Louisiana. We don't have them over here. And let's see. Well, we've got a lot of different kinds of sailboats and shrimp boats, and then you're getting up into big things.
Is shrimping very big?
Yes, very big. Galveston, one of the Galveston's major industries is shrimp fishing.
What's the connection with Houston and Galveston? Is it the same? It's not the same county.
No, it's not the same county. It's not the same anything. And if you haven't got Galveston on your list to interview as a separate place, it should be, because there's a distinctive Galveston speech that if you've lived around here, you can pick out. It does not sound like Houston speech.
How's Galveston different?
Oh, heavens. I couldn't really tell you precisely what the differences are, but if you hear somebody talk, you'll know instantly that that's a different patois completely. It's just...
What type of people live in Galveston? What are they usually?
Oh, every kind. Galveston was a big city. Galveston was the biggest city in Texas up until the 1900 storm. And the hurricane killed a couple of thousand people and flooded the whole island and trapped people. They did have a causeway then, a long bridge to the mainland, but it covered, it flooded the causeway, so people were trapped and couldn't get out. And then later, I guess about 1915, they had another big hurricane, which didn't do as much damage, but still did a lot. Mm-hmm. Galveston is still a pretty good port. It used to be one of the biggest ports in the country, and Houston has been, oh, many times bigger since they built the ship channel. And dredged, the ship channel is just Buffalo Bayou dredged out and in places concrete banked so that big ocean-going vessels can come up the river to the port of Houston, which is actually about 50 miles inland.
Where is the port of Houston?
It's over off Navigation, near Harrisburg.
Yeah, that's if you, the center.
If you find the Buffalo Bayou on the map and just follow it until it, well, it doesn't actually straighten out, but it's straighter than it was when it was all wiggly around. Mm-hmm. And around Navigation and along in that area, you'll see things like the docks and the Port of Houston facilities labeled on the map, probably.
Is that a pretty dangerous area?
Not really. No, I've been over there a few times, and it's not dangerous. There's some kind of unsavory places in it, but I wouldn't be afraid to go over there.
I'm just wondering, because like around, it seems that ports have a tendency to attract the kind of the rough element, like in New Orleans, you know.
Well, there is some, sure. But there are also observation platforms and things like that where sightseers go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so dangerous that people wouldn't go over there to watch the boats being loaded.
Yeah.